Hey, this is your brother Garfield, man, from the Dagger Squad, LLC. And today is the Urban Economic Empowerment Show. And it's a special day and time. But this message is important for everybody that's listening. If you're interested in starting a business, if you're interested in getting into government contracts, if you're interested to also get your credit repaired, if you're interested in boosting your credit score, if you're trying to eliminate student debt loans, if you're trying to get your health right, we have a team at the Dagger Squad that covers all these items. So I want to say to you right now, sit back, give us like around 60 minutes and let us explain the type of services that the Dagger Squad offers. So first and foremost, we have our brother, Travis Oliveira from Chicago. He's the brother that's going to break down student loan debt elimination. So good morning to you, brother Travis. It's all yours, my brother. Take it away.
Good morning, brother Garfield. Thanks for inviting me to the platform. I'm here, student loan elimination in a nutshell. What we do basically, there is a contract that's signed between you, the student loan person or lendee, loanee, and the financial aid department for the school that you have chosen or go to. So basically what we do is there's a contract that's signed between you and the particular school or institution, and you have to pay back a loan, supposedly. So what we do, we go into the contract itself that you've signed with this school body or this lending institution. We look for the flaws in the contract agreement, and we get it eliminated based on those flaws within the contract. The laws that we use, there are three in particular. One is known as the Fair Debt Collectors Practice Act. The other is known as the Truth in Lending Act. And the other is known as the Fair Credit Reporting Act. And so what these are, consumer protection laws that most people like myself in the past have never read or ever even heard of. But since I've come across the information and I've actually worked it in my life and I've seen a dramatic change in my credit standing, and getting rid of different so-called loans, so on and so forth, I've offered the service to others and in hopes of helping them achieve financial success, lighten the burdens of these different student loans and what have you that we seem to carry throughout our life. And so that's just one of the many services that we offer here. Brother Garfield?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Travis. I got a question for you, though, while you're talking. So basically, anyone who has a student loan that's open or it's they're finished school and they actually are in $120,000 in student loan debt, are you able to get those debts out of my life? That's the key question that everybody who's watching this is asking. They're saying to themselves, but I owe over $100,000. There are doctors and lawyers who has approached us, and they owe over $400,000 in student loan debt. Are you able to remove these debts, brother? Because everybody's skeptical. They're like, I don't know about this, man. I've seen the evidence myself. But you know how we are as a people. We have trust issues. So one thing I love what you're doing here is the service is 100% guaranteed. That means if you pay by credit card, which, of course, you could always do a chargeback if you're not pleased, you're basically saying to the people, I could remove this, but it's 100% guaranteed. And if you're not happy or the work wasn't done, we will refund you 100%. Can you elaborate on the whole $100,000, $400,000 and that you could remove this, my brother? Go ahead, brother.
Okay. Well, basically, whether it's a $400 or $100,000 or $200,000 loan, what's going on behind the curtain is that, again, like I mentioned earlier, brother, there's a promissory note that's been signed between you, the person obtaining this loan, and the lender. So that note that you've signed, in essence, they didn't give you full disclosure that, one, you was signing a promissory note, and two, the particulars involved with signing that particular promissory note. And so according to contract law, they have automatically voided the contract by not even giving the disclosure that that was being done. And that's just one of many different, quote unquote, maxims of contract law. So in essence, what we do is go in there. We don't even look at the dollar amount on the promissory note itself. We look at what's surrounding that you even signed that and they didn't give you any kind of disclosure. So they've already made the contract null and void. So we use particular wording And we also use the backup of the different consumer protection laws, and we get it eliminated. Again, I've done this several times. I have had actual success with it. And you're actually right that there is 100% guaranteed, meaning that if we cannot do the work, then you will be refunded back 100%. But so far, so good. The process roughly takes anywhere from 30 days. It can take up to 120 days, but we've been seeing successes within a small time frame. So, yeah, that is, I can't really say guaranteed by law. I'm not supposed to say nothing is guaranteed per se, but we have seen massive success with this program. Brother Garfield?
Yes, sir. Travis, thank you, my brother, for coming on and sharing this wealth of information regarding student loan debt elimination. And we know in our communities right now, we have a relative who is in student loan debt, a brother, a sister, a cousin, an uncle, an aunt, our own parents, our children are in student loan debt. So with this service, basically, my brother, it's a wonderful service. And for anybody that listens to this program and you heard this video, all you have to do is refer that, hey, I listened to this video and you get a special price. I'm not going to say the price in the ear, but it is very cheap and reasonable for the amount that you owe. I guarantee you're going to pay less than 1% or less than 0.05% of what you owe. And ladies and gentlemen, I just want to thank the brother Travis for putting this out. He's been trying this out, doing it for over, you know, for a good amount of time period right now, for many months, and he's gotten great results every time. So I'm bringing this to the community so that we could help our people to get out of this bondage, what I call student loan debt. Thank you, my brother, and thanks for coming on. All right. Thank you. So ladies and gentlemen, let's move on to the next level. This is my segment, what I'm going to talk about, credit repair and what we do. And as a rule, I always say you have to show your credit and what your credit looks like. This is one of my old reports when I started broadcasting on YouTube, and this was my score at the time. And I like to show the type of trade lines that I have on my credit so that people could see that, yes, what he's talking about is real. This is over, actually, this is one page of my Equifax report. I have over 200,000 in credit cards. And I want people to understand that the purpose of me showing this is because anybody that's doing your credit should be open and free. See my name at the top? Welcome, Garfield. And these are my reports, all right? See there, see my full name right there, Garfield A. Reed at the top. Anybody that's doing credit should always show you what their credit report looks like. If they don't, what are they hiding? You have to be open to the people. For one, you have to know my name. What is my right name? And this is my name. That's my name right there. I'm not giving you no AKAs or whatever. This is what happens when you're looking for someone to do your credit. All right. I also do funding also, which I have some examples here of people who have helped and build their files. And I've got numerous people, certain amount from Navy, Federal, Digital Credit Union, Pentagon Federal Credit Union. And I'm scratching out people's name, USAA, because you can't show people's names. I could show you the amount and so forth. But this is giving folks an idea of what I have done in the past. Not saying that it's going to work for you because everybody's situation is different. But if you follow what Garfield is doing, you definitely will definitely put yourself in a position to basically put yourself in a nice credit spot so you could do what you need to do. All right. I want to go on to something else. So this is an example of somebody I've done. This is from Credit Karma. But Credit Karma scores are not normally great. They're normally like off by 20, 30 points. But this is somebody who I've worked on. And basically, credit repair is essential for everybody. Everybody anywhere needs credit repair. I mean, 40% of folks in our community have credit repair problems. And of course, if we include the entire country, you're talking about over 100 million people who have credit issues. So there's enough of us to go around and share and start our own company and everything. Let me break down something with what we do. We at the Dagger Squad, right? And this is an example of trade lines because we also sell trade lines where you could add these lines to your credit. Let's, for example, a Citibank 20,000, 2014. We add this to your credit. It could be between 50 and 150 points. This is what these trade lines do, depending on your debt to credit ratio. All right. Here's another score right here. These are scores you can achieve. Look at this. The highest score is 850, but this person was able to achieve a score at 848, 841, 846. All right. And that's by just basically just following the methodology that I have, adding trade lines, cleaning up your credit, adding what's called authorized users to your account. And once you add authorized users, I show you how to build your score with primary trade lines, which are jewelry accounts that I give away to the people for signing up with us. All right. So you're not only getting credit repair, but you're also getting a lesson on how to build your credit. These are some of the results we have gotten from using our methodology. All right. Because I'm going to give you a free tip today. The free tip is, if you don't want to use anybody, you have the right not to use anybody to clean your credit. You could do it yourself. Here's a free tip today. You could use a composition book, tear the paper out, write your name on it, right? And then you're going to write with a yellow crayon. You're going to write with a yellow crayon what's wrong with your credit and what the problem is. Most of the times, you could get full deletion just using that simple methodology, because guess what? The computer that they use, they put your dispute on a computer. When you put it on a computer now, the computer can't make out the yellow crayon, because the computer is made and designed to understand black and blue ink. So this is a secret information I'm giving you right now, inside info. So everything is computerized, over 20,000 disputes daily. So they can't do it manually and have people just put in what this person's dispute is. But what they do is they put it on the computer, and the computer decides to give you a two-digit code. I'm going to show you what that is right now, so that people in the audience can understand what I'm saying. You won't hear this from any other person on the internet, nowhere. This is it. So you see, number one would be no knowledge of account. Number two, not my account. Number three, not liable for account. So they decide which category you're going to put in. This is why I suggest you never dispute online. Because when you dispute online, you're playing into the hands of the credit bureaus. Your job is to let the credit bureaus let a person do it. Because when a person has to physically look at your dispute, that means they have a 3-minute time period to dispute everything on your credit or rectify it. In 3 minutes, if they can't, normally your stuff gets deleted. You have to know the system if you're telling people about credit repair. Quoting laws doesn't work. Because even if you quote the law, they're going to break you down into one of these categories. You don't need that, folks. Look at the response codes. 01, account information accurate as of date reported. 02, modify account information as indicated. Number 3, delete account. Misrouted ACDV. Please reroute. Delete due to fraud. So these dispute codes is what they go by. So when you go by these, look at this. Look at number 105 right here. Disputes, date of last payment, date open, such and such. You don't want to be put into a code. What you want to is a human being to pick up that letter and do it manually. So the people in Venezuela, even in Jamaica, Equifax used to work in Jamaica at one point, and I didn't know that. So these are the things anybody who's doing your credit has to know, these tactics. This is why the Dagger Squad has been getting very good results. Look at this. This is student loans, and it's 2 pages. We got 6 deletions. I mean, actually 12. And all of his student loans on his credit was deleted. I'm not saying every time we delete student loans going to be deleted, but our methodology that we use is very good. So what we do when you call us up, and you'll see our numbers at the end of the broadcast and our information how to contact us. But once you contact us, we have something that's called a credit analysis. The credit analysis is not credit repair. This is separate. What we do is we evaluate your credit with you, and we go through a strategy, build a strategy with you, and how we're going to attack the credit bureaus. In other words, we throw daggers at them. And for that, the credit analysis, we charge $100 for that. That's not credit repair. That's just a credit analysis. Now, if you want credit repair after the analysis, we don't charge any money up front for that. What we do is we charge once it's deleted. So we charge a certain amount after deleted, which is $25. I'll put it out there. We charge $25 per item deleted. So now, ladies and gentlemen, now that you know this, you have information that's going to blow people's mind. Look at these examples of what we have done. We deleted 26 items off someone's credit report. We call it the unofficial world record holder. We deleted. Look at all these student loans that were deleted off this guy's TransUnion. All of these. And this is the work that we do and we continue to do. Look at all of this stuff got deleted. All these credit cards, Navy Federal. I'm not saying it's going to happen for everybody, but this is what we have done. You know, so Let's move on from the credit repair. We talked about trade lines. I've talked about funding, but I need to make it clear to everybody. Everybody's credit is different. This might not work for you because late payments are difficult. But when it comes to debt collectors, public records, and so forth, we have a strong record. 95% of the clients that we have, I could boast about it, are satisfied with the work that we're doing at the Dagger Squad LLC. All right? So I'm going to move on. I'm going to move on, and I'm going to talk about some other stuff later on. But I'm going to move on from here, and I'm going to tell the audience we're going to shift to we are going to shift to the sister TC Atkinson, and she's going to talk about and for those who are just joining us, we're doing a whole economic program right now so that everybody could see clearly what's going on with the community and how we help. So we're dealing with health, we're dealing with wealth, we're dealing with student loan debt elimination, we're dealing with government contracts, we're dealing with certifications, we're dealing with a lot of things. So up next is my sister, Embrace Pangea, my sister TC Atkinson, who is a PhD student. I want you to listen to her and check out what she's talking about. Sister, it's all yours.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. Welcome again, and thank you for having me. My name is TC Atkinson, and I am a current PhD student. And today, I'm going to present the Pangea Report. The Pangea Report is to serve as to bring awareness to the importance of holistic health, as well as to highlight recent research findings regarding health topics, and lastly, to offer recommendations on how to implement these findings in your day-to-day life. The one we're going to focus on today is called the Berry-Body Connection. So in order to understand what the body-berry connection really is, we have to use the definition of what a berry is. A lot of times we're using terms and we don't understand the true meaning and the true nature of that term. According to Oxford Dictionary, a berry is any fruit that has a seed that is enclosed in a fleshy pulp. And this includes items like blackberries, raspberries, which are common, you know, all the words that normally end in berries. This is typically what our audiences, including myself, thought was a berry. But when you go into the true definition or the scientific definition of what a berry is, it is a fruit that is produced from the ovary of a single flower in which the outer layer or the skin encloses a fleshy pulp. And when you use the scientific definition, that includes things like cucumbers, tomatoes, as well as eggplants. Those are all technically berries. But the focus of this Pangea Report is going to be about grapes. When we're looking about grapes in our environment, like our regular Whole Foods, or in this case, I'm located in Florida, and our main grocery stores are Publix and Winn-Dixie. And when we go into these grocery stores, we typically see red grapes, which are seedless, red globe grapes, which do have seeds, as well as muscadine grapes, and lastly, white / green grapes, which are seedless. Now, remember the differences between seeded grapes and seedless grapes, because we're going to come back to that in the end. When we're looking at grapes, what are the actual facts? Like, what are the importance of grapes, and how do they contribute to our health? When we're looking at the nutrition facts, if we're looking at 1.5 cups of grapes, this is just on average, not talking about any particular species of grapes. This is just on average. On average, grapes are 90% calories with no fat and little to no sodium. They're an excellent source of vitamin C and vitamin K. Vitamin C is really, really good for body tissue repair, such as healing cuts and wounds and gums and your teeth. And vitamin K is really good for building strong bones and preventing heart disease. In addition, grapes are high in antioxidants, as well as they are also good with fiber. Now, they do have 1 gram of fiber, but if you're eating more than 1.5 cups of grapes, of course, you're going to get more fiber in your diet. Now, when you're looking at seeded versus non-seeded grapes, grapes that contain seeds like the red globe grapes or the muscadine grapes, they're going to have a higher content of antioxidants and polyphenols because they have their seeds. And remember, if you're eating fruit, try your best to eat fruits that have seeds because that signifies that they have the potential to continue bringing on life. Now we're going to take a shift and we're going to look at What does science know? To this point, you know the true definition of what a berry is. You have the facts on the nutrition of berries, or in this case, grapes. But what does science know? In 2007, grapes have been found to fight against cancers. In this case, we're talking about colon cancers as well as skin cancers. And specifically talking about skin cancers, there's a chemical inside of grapes called resveratrol, and it has been found to have chemopreventative and chemotherapeutic effects. And that's really interesting because a lot of times we don't really see or understand the benefits that are really going on inside of our bodies when we're eating natural foods like grapes. In 2008 and in 2009, science found that grapes also help to lower blood pressure and help to improve the functions of your heart valves and your cardiovascular system. And lastly, in 2013, science has found that breast cancer cells were actually dying off due to, or being hindered due to, the consumption of this chemical, once again called resveratrol, that is located inside of grapes. And also, resveratrol inhibited the growth of pancreatic cancer cells. Now that we have all of that information, how do we actually implement this information in our lifestyle? A lot of times we may be bombarded with health information, health facts, but we don't really know how to use it in our day-to-day life. With grapes, you can go buy them fresh inside of the grocery store, your local grocery store, and you can eat them fresh, or you can freeze them and eat them later as a snack. You can put grapes in your juices or in smoothies, or you can slice them in half and add them to your salad. But this is a simple recipe, a smoothie recipe that you can implement starting today. You can get a cup of grapes. You can get a handful of greens. In this case, I'm just referring spinach, but you can use arugula. You can use dandelion. You can use romaine or kale. You can also add seeds. In this case, I'm talking about chia seeds, but pumpkin seeds and flax seeds are also really excellent. And you need to have a base in order to have that nice, smooth consistency that you think of when you have a smoothie. And bananas are excellent for providing that base. If you choose to add a sweetener, I prefer honey because honey also has other immune-boosting effects, but you can use stevia if you would like. And now that we have all that information, how does health relate to our finances? Because sometimes we don't see the real connection that everything is literally holistic. Everything is literally connected. And now we're going to find out that in 2016 to 2030, it is projected that chronic disease is going to potentially cost $2 trillion in medical expenses, as well as an extra $794 billion annually to employers. So if you are someone that has your own business, you know, it's really, really, really important that you encourage your employees and also implement it in your own life to live a healthier lifestyle, because staying healthy increases your financial resources so that you can invest towards your financial freedom. And with that being said, thank you so much once again for tuning into the Pangea Report, where we discuss the body-berry connection. And once again, my name is T.C. Atkinson, and I wish you all nothing less than peace, love, and wellness.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Mute your mic, please. Thank you very much. All right, let's move on to to the sisters, Monica and Cheryl. I'm going to put their stuff up so that everybody in the audience could see what they're bringing. They're going to present to us. It's going to be a short presentation, but we're going to, I want everybody to pay attention. They're talking about certifications. They're talking about government contract. This could affect your life because this could be the extra income that you're looking for. All right. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Introducing to you, Monica Lamb. Peace, sister.
Peace and love, everybody. Peace and love, everybody. This is Monica. And so what I want to talk to you today about is the government contract piece, and specifically how the government identifies your services. And so if you notice on the screen, I have registered agent and NAT code. So to do business with the government, you can actually do business in your own state, which would be known as a domestic corporation or LLC or whichever formation that you choose to use. And what you would need to do if you cross those state lines into other states is get what we call a registrant agent. That registrant agent has to reside in that state with a physical address. And so that's one area that kind of trips people up when they go to do their business filings. Another is the NAC codes. NAC codes are identify the type of services that you will be offering to the government. So when you go out and you do your research and you're looking for different government contracts, you would notice at the bottom right of the screen that they identify or they will share the NAC code affiliated with that particular contract. Next slide. Another point of reference for doing government contracts, and is very important, is government contract budgets. You have to know where your money is going, what it's going to be spent on, and where the money is coming from. So we already know if you're dealing with the government, you're doing contracts, that revenue is coming from the government. The government is your customer. You are the vendor, right? And so one of the opportunities you have is to provide your local community employment. And in order to be able to pay them properly, you have to understand that if you obtain a government contract, a service contract, in particularly, that you have to use the rules of the Department of Labor. One of the rules states that if you obtain that government contract, you have to pay at least $10.20 per hour plus $4.27 of health and welfare. If you do not, then you need to be using one of the codes listed on the Department of Labor wage and determination sheet. And each one of those codes is listed by number, job description, and an actual pay rate. Another rule of thumb is that you would have to pay each government employee at least 56 hours of sick leave, at least 10 days of federal holiday leave, and you will also have to provide 15 days of annual leave. Next slide. Now, so you may ask yourself, now, how am I going to keep up and maintain leave and pay for these different employees or giving raise throughout the year? Well, there's two programs that I'm very familiar with and actually operating them now that could be very useful to you. The first one is the ADP for small business. ADP is an actual payroll system that you can actually purchase or subscribe to, and you have the opportunity to put your pay in there, the time, and keep track of your employees. Next slide. Will also pay your taxes for you on time, whether it's state or federal. And the other program is the ADP. The QuickBooks. QuickBooks is the other program, which does the same thing. Both will make sure that your federal filings are done on time. It will make sure that your state filings are done on time, or any local taxes that are dealing with payroll is done and paid on time. The only two things that are not done with these systems, which you would actually have to do is the actual insurance, right? But these two systems are high on my list, along with Peachtree and other accounting services, or Paycheck. Why? Because it gives you the opportunity to have a location where you could find all of your employee records as well as your tax records. They will also distribute W-2s for you at the end of the year. So I'll be followed by Cheryl Stevenson with government contracts or service contracts, and then I'll come back and talk about the certifications. Take it away, Cheryl.
Peace family, this is Cheryl Stevenson, and I'm gonna get into a little service and drop shipping contracting. As you can see from the screen, that the government is your customer during the whole drop shipping phase, or if you're doing services, the government will always be your customer, which means that you are purchasing products and performing services directly to the government. Next slide. Okay, as a drop shipping contractor, you do get to work from home. Your duties include purchasing products for the government, pricing the products with at least a 20% margin, locate a supplier for a specific product, and track your shipping, your shipments to from the supplier. Next slide. The way this works is, a lot of people, when you're getting into drop shipping, you do not have that initial capital to actually purchase the products or to actually assist with the servicing part. So what we do is we have a factoring company that steps in. They're not looking at your credit. They are just looking at that contract because they know the government is going to pay. So saying that, what we're saying is, for the government, you as a factoring, for utilizing a factoring company, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little tongue-tied. Utilizing the services from a factoring company, they will charge you at least 2.9% on the products. Next slide. One of your other functions as a drop shipper is you must locate your supplier. We also train you in locating these suppliers, getting good deals, and making your margins. Next. The things that you purchase for the government are all located here. You can purchase things such as ice. You can purchase TVs, anything that we use in the civilian world, the government utilizes as well. So when you're doing any type of business with the government, understand that no matter what it is that we use in our civilian life, it does translate over to doing business with the government. As service contracts are contracts that are janitorial. If you have any experience delegating or utilizing employees, you could do janitorial services. You can do lawn care services. Any type of thing, once again, that we do in the civilian world, the government also utilizes. Next slide. Back to you, Mo, with the certifications.
All right, thanks, Cheryl. And so if you're interested in doing any type of service contracts and even dropshipping for that matter, you will notice that some of those contracts are put out on FedBiz as a set aside. And with those set, what that means is that the government has set aside funds for particular categories in order for you to have a fair chance at the table. If you notice at the top of the screen, I have this Advantage Business Enterprise is the DBE. The MBE is the Minority Business Enterprise. The ADAFA is at the federal level. The GSA is the General Service Administration. The SDVOSB is the Service Disabled Veteran Owned Small Business. And the WDOSB is the Women Disabled Owned Small Business. Now the DBE is housed at the Department of Transportation in every state. It is a federal funded program. And although it's housed at the state level, it is still federal because most of those DBE contracts are going out for infrastructure. The MBE is housed at your government level of the state, meaning it is closely related to the governor's office. And they are mainly at the state level contracts, as well as your women disadvantaged owned businesses is referred to at the federal level as well as the state level. The minority business and the women owned kind of runs hand in hand. Then you have the ADAFA. The ADAFA is housed at the SBA, which is Small Business Association. The ADAFA is one of the only certifications that only give you 9 years. So I usually recommend that people don't jump in at the ADAFA. They provide you a mentor, but once you come out of that small dollar amount threshold business amount, then it will push you into large business. And as a large business will no longer be qualified for the small business set aside contracts. And then the GSA service agency, that contract is housed at the GSA, and you actually only every 2 years that certification is renewable, but you have to have already been doing business, some type of commercial business within that field to qualify. And then last but not least, our service disabled veteran owned businesses are only authorized to those veterans who are service disabled connected, meaning you have an award from the Veteran Affairs. And as you notice, I have just a brief checklist of some of the items that are asked for when you're doing the certifications. And this is just the second option that if you go after a government contract, this is another way that you can actually get favored to be in position to win that contract. And that ends our presentation, Garfield. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Monica. Thank you so much. Thank you for the folks who are watching. Thank you for taking the time out to listen to this information. And all the information you need, you will see it all in the credits as far as when you view this video. All right. All right. So thank you again, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. Peace and thank you.